Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Check out our Brain Trust members. My blog is there. The newsletter, I hope you'll subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. We also have a poll question every week. We ask a different question. We want to know what you think. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend Stephanie Anderson. Stephanie is Vice President of Commercial Markets for Cablevision Systems Corporation. Stephanie, your business is one part of your job is to serve small business owners, isn't it?
Yes, basically we deal every day, you know, with companies that are pretty much under 100 employees. That's the focus of
right.
our company.
Right. And so, what are you seeing as you serve these small business owners, and as they're talking to you and telling you what they're excited about, what they're frightened about? What are you seeing out there?
Well, a lot of it's been up and down. I mean, we actually do keep pretty close track and do surveys and that kind of thing of our customer base specifically. And we have a kind of a business council that we reach out to periodically. And it's been pretty up and down, I have to say. I would say that, you know, people are optimistic in some ways, but still very cautious.
Right.
And, you know, and you see it here all the time with storefronts closing or people taking their businesses home.
Mm-hmm.
Or trying to, you know, figure out ways to kind of make it through some of the difficult economy. But one of the questions I'm asked a lot is how much of my business should I take online? I think there's still a lot of issues around technology and how to use that to your advantage without losing, you know, kind of that human factor, that
mm-hmm.
human touch, and getting people into the storefront, you know.
Well, what I tell small business owners, especially the traditional Main Street type of businesses, like you were just talking about, I tell them it's not either or, it's both and. What do you think?
Yes, yes. I agree 100%. It's an and discussion, and you have to treat it like another channel, you know, to reach other people. So it's not going to be the same set necessarily. It might be, but it's, you know, it's basically another way to reach new business and to find growth.
There was a time, if you had a traditional Main Street business, when just your charm and your convenience and the
mm-hmm.
customization you could offer was enough to make people do business with you. And but here's where it's gotten a little more complicated. Customers, human beings, still want that. You know, John Nesbitt taught us that the more high tech we have, the more high touch we'll want. So people aren't going to not wanting that. But they are wanting you to be able to connect with them wherever they are. For example, they may want you to have your charming storefront, but they also want you to have a mobile app or a mobile site, don't they?
Yes, they absolutely do. We see that a lot. And, you know, it's about being accessible and actually being where your customers are at all times, because we're into the age of convenience for certain.
Right.
So we really just need to cater to that. And if you keep that in mind, I think that's, you know, good practice.
Well, and so that's that for some people, that's bad news, because that means they have to learn something else. They have to put something else together. They have to create another channel, as you called it, another resource for customers. But the good news is it's never been easier or less expensive to do that, is it?
That's exactly right. And we actually have a special relationship that we extend to our customers with a partner called Network Solutions that actually will help you get online,
yep.
understand how to do sort of local search, and it's a pretty deep discount, and they also, you know, they know who you are, that you're one of our clients, so they treat you, you know, as accordingly.
Right, right. Well, and I'm glad to hear you say that. There are two things in what you just said that are important, and one of them is the fact that you know, folks try to do business with people who are putting partnerships together with other companies to serve you. Like you just said, Stephanie, that's a really valuable thing when a company like yours can put a deal together with another big company and make that available to a small business.
Yeah, we actually have a whole program for our customers called Optimum Business Benefits, and we've signed up, you know, some local and some national partners to really extend discounts to our customer base, you know, something that we would get. And it kind of started out of that conversation. We went to vendors that we that have been a long-time Cablevision vendors and talked to them about, you know, would you be willing to extend these kinds of services and discounts to our customers? And that's how it started. And now we've got everything from, you know, FedEx and FedEx Office and ADP for payroll and a merchant services credit card processing company, all the way to digital insurance, which is, you know, insurance and health care for, for companies. So we've really kind of run the gamut. And we did that based on, you know, going back to our customers and saying, okay, what do you need to solve? What are you solving for? You know, how can we help you in this department? Not just so much on the discounts and savings and bottom line, but also on the, you know, the actual kind of demystifying some of the, you know, compliance issues, my goodness, you know, around payroll and credit card processing and health care. There's so much going on, it's impossible to know it all. So we've partnered up with these companies that are not only committed to giving the best price, but they're committed to, you know, helping small businesses.
Well, and so, folks, this is what you're, what Stephanie is describing to you is how big companies are adding value. And, but there are two things in what she just said. Part of it is the value that you're receiving from aggregating those companies into and making them available to you in bite-sized opportunities, bite-sized offerings, but also the values. And Stephanie, this is something I'm going to talk about in a couple of weeks when I talk to your group, and that is how values are becoming a big part of the relationship that you have with customers. Value is the threshold of your relationship with customers. Values are the foundation of it more and more every day. And so I'm glad to see you guys are doing that. Another thing that you mentioned was something called local search. When we come back, I want to get Stephanie to talk to us about the value of local search and what the cloud is doing for small business and how her company is involved in that. Tintill, I'm Jim Blessingame. Stephanie Anderson is our guest. She's with Cablevision Systems.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.